Yeah, I gotta chill on the Indians. I'm starting to get anti-Indian. I'm getting that painting for the studio.
Also, too, yeah, you're not gonna.
I'm showing you this painting. Yeah, I'm not gonna. No, I'm not like afraid of. Yeah, but if you research it enough, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Indians were nasty motherfuckers. Now they were cool as fuck. They were like warrior, like Pontiac, Chief Pontiac. Mm-hmm. You gotta look him up, dude.
Yeah.
Be stoked on him. War Party from the Ticonderoga is. I'm getting that painting for the studio.
That'd be awesome. Well, it's also that's the problem of being like, no, I know everything there is to know about Indians, and they were all good. And it's like.
Well, yeah, what are you, nuts?
Fucked over. People who are doing bad shit can get fucked over, too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, people who, a group of people who part of them are doing bad shit can get fucked over by another group of people. It's like that
is scary. I'm sure, I think I've made you look at that picture 1,000 times. War Party from the Ticonderoga. Look at those boys, dude.
That's pretty wild, dude.
Those are some cool boys.
Yeah, I mean, that's fucking wild, dude.
I think those are Algonquin, but they're fucking just dudes that are like, they were silent. They would just come in. They would approach War Party. Like, they would ambush. They ambushed the British all the time. Like, silently.
They didn't line up.
Like, from 5 feet away from you, there'd just be 30 dudes out of nowhere in the woods. And they'd all start screaming right away. And these dudes, like, British dudes, you know, they're fucking poor dudes from, like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm from Manchester. Like, just shitty. Yeah. And the conscripted soldiers back then were considered, like, losers.
Really?
Like, if you were a soldier, you were a fucking they did not respect the troops back in the day. Back in the day, that was a job for fucking morons.
Really?
Yeah, the troop? People were like, you're a fucking troop, dude? Like,
idiot.
You fucking loser.
Oh, it's
so I mean, rightfully so. It was all, that's kind of funny.
What?
It was all, like, territorial wars. Mm-hmm. And, like, you're fighting for, like, a lord versus, like, his cousin. And then I was thinking about today. It's kind of like, you're fighting for, like, dirt.
Yeah, yeah.
You're fighting for, like, oil. It's like, all right, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, their use hasn't really changed much. Being like, yeah, send those guys in there.
Yeah. And I think, yeah, I mean, we just had to respect the fuck out of them so that dudes would do it.
Yeah.
The propaganda had to change to be like, yeah, if we keep shitting on these guys, no one's going to want to do it.
Yeah, people are probably like, fuck this, I'm not doing that.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not going to get humiliated for also risking my life. People are like, no, you're a hero. All right, I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just kidding, dude. I respect the troops. Respect the troops, dude. Obviously.
I mean, it's, you know, that's a wild. I mean, the part of that job is like, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like as a comedian, they're like, yeah, but it'll be good exposure. They're like, it's for your country, bro.
Yeah.
And we'll give you like $60,000 a year in college. But, you know, if you die, it's also, you know.
Yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool. Thanks. Thanks for doing that.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool you did that. Now I don't have to pay for your college, so that worked out for me. you secured the oil, and I don't have to buy your college? Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Well, we're gonna have like a plane fly over a baseball game for you.
Yeah, dude. That's the bitter reality of it, dude.
Yeah. Well, the bitter. I mean, there's also being a troop's fucking sick.
It's tight.
Being a troop's tight.
I thought about it.
Of course,
I thought about it.
I really thought about it. I became a troop, dude. Legally, I became a troop. I pledged, dude. I was like, domestic and abroad, dude. I'm going to fuck them
up. Not too late.
And then a day later, I was like, I think I'm going domestic. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to defend domestic.
I'm going to stay domestic. You should join the National Guard.
Maybe.
Dude, it'd be one Saturday. You'd have to go one Saturday a month.
Until this shit pops up.
Yeah, wait, let's just die down. Let this die down a little bit.
Yeah, that sucks, dude.
Dude, if you National Guard it, no one could stop you.
Yeah, true.
If you guarded the National, dude, if you
I've been
stopped
guarding the National.
If you stopped and became a National Guard, they sent me emails when I was at Bryn Mawr getting my master's. They'd send me emails being like, join the National Guard, 30 G's, and I like was like, Britt, how bad would it be if I was gone? There was like a Saturday where I was almost about to join the National. They floating fucking like 20 or 30 G's at me. I'm like, and I was like, dude, I could. That's like the answer to all my problems right now.
True. It's discipline. It's fucking.
Yeah. I was like, I could learn how to do stuff and like build stuff maybe. And I was like, and it's just one Saturday. I already had it in my head. I was like, I mean, a couple Saturdays, I could go work out. I could do that. And I was like, student loans, I don't have to worry about them. And then Brittany was like, don't, please, you don't want to do that. And I was like, yeah, you're right. I couldn't deal with it. As soon as it was like one
Saturday. She's lucky you didn't watch like Apocalypto right before that. That might have been a National Guardsman joined.
Well, Apocalypto. No, I'd have to watch something like I had to watch Apocalypto.
American Sniper is guaranteed.
Yeah, American Sniper would have fucked me up. If I watched that, I would have been like, oh,
I'm in.
Oh, that's what you do?
Lone Survivor, I'm in.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I'm in.
Yeah, Apocalypto just got me hyped on like, I mean, I have a problem with very much idealized hunter-gatherer life where I'm like, that would have been so much better. So when I watch shit like that, it fucks me up for like a week.
Yeah, well, you need to. It's good for you to see exactly how absolutely horrendous being in a tribe would be.
Yeah.
You know?
Awesome, though, too, though.
Cool for, like, yeah, and these guys were all, like, 17 and got their hearts ripped out publicly.
Yeah, but they got to, like, you know, obviously Bay was there. They're in a village. You're just having kids. You're just like, yeah, the many of these. Yeah,
as most much of them are dying.
Okay.
A lot of the late, all, most of the Bays are dying in childbirth.
Couple go to the Great Spirit, but then
a lot
it's
of
like,
them are with the Great Spirit.
You're there, and you're just sitting there, just like. And
first
oh,
off,
man.
Not everybody's dad was a noble guy that was like, "Do not fear death, son." No, true. There were a lot of dads that were like, "I didn't get enough berries. We don't have as nice a stick as them."
It was probably, I think, I'm willing to bet it was like one dude who was kind of like, "Nah, man, you can't be a bitch," and everyone else was bitching. It's probably like one dude who was like, "Can't be a bitch." And everyone else is like, eh.
Yeah, somehow that character's made his way into every movie that's like, I do not fear death.
Yeah.
It's like, you all did. Everybody did.
Yeah.
You could be as convicted in your religion as possible. You fear it.
Yeah, that's the only thing, though. There's dudes who, like, were 100% certain of, like, oh, sweet, now I'm going over to the Great Mother. Like, there was dudes who were like, hell yeah.
Yeah, in fact.
But yeah, just to cut yourself would be scary.
It was definitely a higher percentage than Western cultures. Like, those. The dudes I'm reading about in these tribes were like, they were built to die in battle. Like, that's what they were all built to do.
Yeah.
And they did it. They were fucking wild.
Then if you didn't die in battle, you got to chill. Like, do cool stuff.
Yeah, but if you didn't die in battle, you were, like, you got, well, first off, you were going to get killed. If you couldn't fight, you're fucked. And, like, they would, you'd just be like, you'd have to go find the white settlers and live with them.
Mm-hmm.
And just be like a shitty poor person.
Oh, if you lost, yeah.
Like, if tribes that got conquered by other tribes, like, all the poor, shitty ones that, like, limped out of the woods would go live on, like, the outskirts of, like, New England towns.
Really?
And the New Englanders hated them, but they would use them as, like, a buffer against Indian raids. Like, there'd be a ring of, like, poor Indians around regular towns.
Yeah, that's true.
And then Irish people as well.
Yeah, just
it's pretty funny. Like, chill. Irish shitty people and the Indians. That's how the story, we're getting into it. That's how Robert Rogers starts.
Really?
Yeah, his family was, like, shitty Scots-Irish.
So he
lived on the outskirts of town originally with the Indians.
Yeah.
Then them and the other poors.
That's what they did. They would be like, you don't want to live in Philadelphia. I got a tract of land with your name on it. Yeah. Like, really? It's a good deal. And you're like, yeah, don't, you know, just move out there. And all of a sudden they'd move in and be like, do you guys just see something running through the woods naked?
Yeah.
Like, who is that? And you're like,
oh, yeah. At night, demons dance in front of a bonfire out in the woods. Just don't go out there because they're going to cut your fucking head off if
you
go out there.
Murder your entire family.
Yeah, slowly.
Yeah, man. So we've
come a long way.
Well, it's funny, too, to think about, like, how they there's all that cool fight choreography in those movies when in reality it was just dudes throwing haymakers. Like, the gun would obviously. It's like 5 out of 10 guns would jam, and it would be a guy just like throwing haymakers, missing. Everyone's out of breath.
That's what the. Did you see The King?
No.
It's fucking good.
Oh, The King with the guy.
Timothée Chalamet?
Yeah, it was fucking sick.
That fight scene was great when both of them are in full suited armor.
I think, yeah, that was the one about like Braveheart 2, basically.
No, that was the Outlaw King.
Oh, Outlaw King.
There's a movie called The King on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Timothée Chalamet. It's fucking sick.
Is it dudes just like.
It's two dudes in, like, they did one of those things where they settled up, instead of a battle, they just had two champions fight. Mm-hmm. And it's just two dudes in full knight armor, so it's impossible to fight.
Just banging each other?
Yeah, just hitting each other, and they're like, breathing in it, sweating, like,
I mean, you've ate nothing but, like, beer, bread, and meat for, like, your whole life. That's like, all right, time to fight in a metal trap.
Full 800-pound suit. And it's 90 degrees out. Dudes would die all the time. Dudes just die dropping. Some of the kings. King, the fat one, the sassy daddy, dude. He had a full armor suit and he fucking died. He went out riding and he baked. He would wear steel in the heat. And their bodies, their temperature internally must have been like 150 degrees.
Well, I just love, so you have that guy who's wearing like a metal trash can, just like having heat stroke on a horse. And then you're like, look how fucked up this guy. Look how fucked up the way they used to think is. It's like, yeah, dude, this guy couldn't figure out like, not to wear a medal in the sun. It's like, that guy's so fucked up. And he saw another person, thought he was better because of the color of his skin. It's like, yeah, this guy was not firing
the
cylinders.
No, these guys, no.
Imagine the battle where like they're just swinging, and it's the first one to pass out from heat stroke, and then like you
kind
of passes out, and he's like, "Yeah, you guy lost."
Yeah, you can kind of stab him in the throat, like through the mask. You gotta slowly be like,
just lift the trash can lid and stab them in the neck.
Yeah, here we go. Look, it's not all doom and gloom.
Dude,
we're having fun laughing at all the old doom and gloom.
Exactly.
Not ours currently.
Dude, if you actually do P90X, I got P90X and just laid on the ground.
Yeah.
Just watched the video. I remember I like went down for an event or one of the exercises, and I was just like, fuck this. Just lay there, watched it. I was like, these people are fucking gay.
I did
dude.
The insanity yeah. workout for like 2 weeks, and every time halfway through, I'd be convinced I was having a heart attack and stop it, run into my living room, be like, I'm good for the day.
Yeah, it was like each like week, we would try to figure out what of P90X we could skip.
Well, that's a good business model to get like an insane. All you do is be like, all right, do 1,000 push-ups, and you just do videos of elite physical trainers doing a hard physical regimen and sell it to people, and everyone tries to do it, and it's like, I'm cool on that.
Yeah.
Or they like, do no it, shit. And they're like, wow, I lost weight. And it's like, yeah, because you just did like a Marine boot camp training that you were not ready for and had no business of doing. And
I remember, when I was going to West Point, people would say that. They'd be like, it's gonna instill some discipline in you. It'll be good. And I'm like, yeah, all right, why don't you wake up at 5 and run 7 miles?
Yeah.
It's really going to help you out. Yeah. No shit, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah, okay, then you can do it. Go do it.
There's nothing stopping you.
I'm walking around. That's what we're doing at West Point. Go walk 12 miles this morning. Anyone can do it.
It's good for you, dude.
People are like, you had a great opportunity. It's like, you have an opportunity.
Oh, yeah, people are giving you shit afterwards?
Right now.
Yeah, people are giving me shit during. People were like, as soon as I was like, I'm fucking quitting, they were like, you wasted someone's spot. Somebody could be here right now. I'm like, well, they should have been better than me.
Yeah, the U.S.
Yeah, they couldn't get in.
Exactly.
And they had their opportunity.
If the U.S. loses one killing machine, it's like, it'll be all right.
One elite killing machine. Yeah, I would have been a fuck. Dude, yeah. Yeah, that was.
There's some security guard out there right now that's like, fuck.
Could have been at West Point. Yeah, that's the same thing. Like, again, I remember somebody was like, damn, that would have been great. I'm like, you can do it. Yeah. Go fucking wait. Set your alarm for 4:30. Wake up, jog 5 miles, do it every day.
There's a recruitment officer.
You'll be a cadet.
There. Yeah, that's a funny thing to put on someone else.
Yeah, people love doing that.
Yeah, I did.
You had it. You could have been that.
You could have been out there.
I mean, I think about it with football a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
I could have been pretty good.
Do you find it hard to go back to your hometown because of that sometimes?
No, not at all.
Yeah,
not for that reason.
People throwing fruit at you.
Oh, yeah.
Quitter? Soldier?
No. Now I'm happy to go back.
Yeah.
True.
Like, ooh. What's up? What are you guys up to?
That's pretty tight.
No, I have no shame in quitting football or West Point. Yeah. I don't care at all.
Yeah.
No one, I mean.
Well, unless you're going to go pro, it's like all you can be is a slightly like, wow, he played at a slightly better college.
Oh, I know. I mean, I have friends that sacrificed their fucking entire bodies to be like, yeah, I played at Elon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Unless you go pro, it'd be like, well, I could have been in like, had a better college football, not just saying it's like a college football story, but like,
yeah,
it would have been slightly more impressive to tell.
I would
have
had more pride in myself, you know,
more deeply frustrated if you gave your body to a thing that you just can't do in the later part of your life. Unless you became like a football coach, you would have been enmeshed in a college scandal right now for like abusing.
I wanted to be a football coach. That would have been something I would have done.
That might have ended really badly, though.
Probably.
I mean, that could have been like...
It all ends badly, dude.
The whole
thing. How do you think stand-up's going to end for me?
No, but that's something you can do like later in life.
Sure.
And yeah, there's a couple
comeback tours.
I feel like there may be more of a outlet built into it, but like football is very win-lose, win-lose. Actually, stand-up might be worse for you because like you don't even think you win when you won.
Stand-up is, if I lose, I'm like, I am the biggest loser.
Sometimes
you
think you lost and you did it.
Of course.
So it is almost be worse, but I'm seeing a bunch of kids like all right, now drink your Gatorades, get out there, and they're just swallowing lungers, and you're like, yeah, you fucking motherfuckers, you fucking lost last Saturday.
You fucking losers, you made me look bad. You listen to what I say. Yeah, I don't know.
You'd have been very intense if you became
I
don't
coach.
Think so.
I've been a player's coach,
yeah,
bro.
You don't change.
So?
Yeah.
You stay you.
True.
And all of your realities you go to, you're a version of you.
But I was real into business. So, like, if I stayed into business,
you were into business the way now you're into mushrooms. Like, it was the same guy. Like, I was into football the way I'm into stand-up now. Attitude. Everything.
Yeah, but I feel like what you get into can definitely, like, morph your output. Like, I was into business, and I was, like, I would have gotten wrapped up in, like, a Bernie Madoff type thing. Like, I would have gone to jail for white
collar. Yeah,
anyway,
donate
to Patreon.
That.
What do you think you're doing right now?
Yeah. Business, baby. You know,
this is a special announcement.
What?
I'm going to quit dip for a week.
What?
No dip starting Tuesday. Tuesday to Tuesday.
Hell yeah, dude.
No dip, dude.
If you make it the whole week, I might have a little surprise for you.
Dip?
A reward. No, dude.
More dip.
How often do you quit?
I haven't quit in forever.
You should start.
Last time I quit, I quit for like 3 months, and it was good.
That was when you were here, right?
Yeah. It was easy. After 3 months, I was good, and then
I can start doing it again.
No, I was at my friend's house in Atlanta, and R.I.P. By the way, he died.
What? Oh.
Yeah,
that guy died.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, he died.
R.I.P. Bro.
Yeah, he played football with me at Elon.
Damn.
Yeah, he fucking passed away. It was real.
So two Jack Bros.
But he had dip, and it was that thing where I'm doing nothing all day because I'm doing stand-up at night. Yeah. So I'm just stuck in Atlanta without a car, just sitting there like...
He had a lot of spitters around, too.
He had some dip monster sitting there. Spitters. Not even dip I liked. It was like grizzly fucking... It was shitty dip.
Classic cut.
Yeah. Stuff that'll kill you.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's my friend. But...
it's true.
Yeah, so I just, you know, threw one in and have been... Dude, I've been dipping since I was like 15. Like, it's absolutely going to... I'm going to lose my jaw and fucking tongue if I keep doing it.
Yeah, stop.
And then I'm just going to kill myself.
Get into shamanic...
Dude, you can't.
Yeah, you got to
stop. For humanity's sake, you can't.
I know.
Or get into shamanic tobacco. It's a different species of the plant. You get like you hollow out an antler horn and have someone blow it up your nostril every morning.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Okay. What helped me quit the first time, I got that fucking gum.
Yeah,
Nicorette gum.
Doesn't that still burn up your shit, though?
It fucks you up a little bit, but
it's not like
it does, you know, and then, I'll just pick up smoking. It'd be sick.
I mean, you're better off. It's a longer...
It looks cooler.
Do people die more from chew or from...
I think people fucking die easy from dip.
Really?
Yeah. That's why everyone quits after high school.
You might as well smoke.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably hard to regulate how much you're swallowing and shit.
Yeah, I mean, I dip fucking nonstop.
Yeah, you knocked it off.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Where's your tin?
I'm dipping till Tuesday.
Give it here, dude. That's the classic. That never...
No.
Tuesday. Do you have
to set a date.
No, you don't. You got to stop. You have to stop right then and there.
Nah, because I'm about to drive.
That's
to New
the classic.
Jersey.
Like, I'm going to get high before I go to rehab thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. People do that.
It never works.
It works. And they graduate and they're happy.
Yeah.
Look, I'm going to not dip for a week. I'll be out of the country for a week.
Wait, true.
Oh, shit.
I'm just not
going
to bring
any. Where the fuck are you going?
I can't, you know.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We did it.
Yeah. But,
let's
go, baby. They definitely, yeah. Dip to be had there.
Yeah, but do you have any? I mean, you've been doing it a long time. Do you have any dip tricks? Like, I mean, you can't blow circles and shit, or can you? Can you spin
circles?
I can literally just put it on my tongue and pack it. Like, it doesn't taste bad anymore.
Yeah.
It's just, I can put it in my mouth.
Yeah. You should just quietly, discreetly vape.
I mean, somebody was like, you should get a Juul. I was like, sick.
My friend just quit cigarettes, got a Juul. He's like, dude, it's pretty tight.
But
you got to do it. You got to just do it yourself. Just fucking quickly vape and just get your nicotine and just get on with it.
Yeah, I'm going to see. A week will be tough. I'll just be smoking cigarettes the whole time. It's going
to
be.
I have no
bunch of comics.
I have no ability to like empathize on nicotine cravings. I never liked nicotine and I just don't.
No, I don't even fuck with caffeine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I heard nicotine's so hard to stop fucking smoking.
It's just the habit, especially now, like, driving. I drive so much.
Does it make you, does it really wake you up?
Oh, yeah. That was a problem I had while I wasn't dipping. I was, like, falling asleep while driving. I don't know if it actually wakes you up, but it gives you something to do.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, you're doing something while you're doing.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. I'm going to try.
But the risk of cancer, it's like.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, like.
I hear you.
That's why the way people describe nicotine is like, it's so addictive. I'm like, what does it do? And they're like, it's just kind of nice habit. It's like, well, how is it that addictive? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah.
That's why I don't get it. But everyone's like, dude, you don't understand. Like, it's really, really hard to quit smoking.
Especially when you throw in drinking. Because then your inhibitions go down. You're just like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You're throwing a dip. Who gives a
fuck? Nobody lives forever.
Yeah. So that back to Billy.
Yeah.
I've been playing Call of Duty with him, and it's very enjoyable. Now I've been
How many dogs you been playing
the
with?
Dogs, dude, as soon as I get on Xbox now, it's bloop, bloop, like the dogs just hit me up nonstop.
You're assembling like a SEAL team.
Yeah. It's sick. Also, if you join my fucking party and don't have MSSP as your clan tag, do me a favor. Fuck off, bro.
Wow.
But no, Billy's on there like screaming Wes Watson quotes, and it's about as fun as it gets.
Is that like VR ready at this point? Can you put on like a VR headset?
I don't think so.
Damn.
Well,
that'd be sick.
That's a stupid fucking question.
Why? Why is that? Why was that a stupid question?
VR headset for a war game?
I don't know. I so badly want to be good at a game like that, but I watch I'll watch people play online. Like I'll just watch YouTube videos of people playing that game, and it's like, I can't even believe like how
crazy
good they are.
It's
like,
crazy.
I'm just thinking about people starting to get PTSD once like the VR for war games starts to get really good.
Yeah.
That was reading a book and they're saying people were getting like things like PTSD when they were simulating interrogation techniques on US soldiers. They would come out of it with like in terms like the terms like their cortisol levels and shit, they would come out of it like fucked up.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Getting like waterboarded?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Even if you know it's okay.
Simulated waterboarding?
In the book, there was a terrorist who somehow figured out, you know, like some dudes can like open their nose and beer bong?
Yeah.
He was getting waterboarded and he knew how to open his nose so the water just flowed right through him.
Damn.
It came and it like went into his nose and out of his mouth.
Like a fountain.
Like a little fountain.
Damn.
He would taunt the people by doing like he would count. He knew the time frame. You're only allowed to waterboard for a certain amount of time. So he knew the times and he would do a 3-2-1 with his hands and be like, all right, dude, fuck you.
That's the best terrorist ever.
Yeah, it's pretty tight, dude. They're trying to claim that he was a liar because he just claimed like all the, he's like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that too.
Well,
I did that one too.
It's not like torture usually induces a response that's like, you need to give an answer. It wasn't hurting him. So he could just sit here and be like, yes.
Well, eventually what fucked him up.
That was me.
Well, the problem is they do waterboarding and then they also do like serious sleep deprivation. So you've been, like, deprived of sleep for, like, 3 weeks. Or, you know, you still get to sleep. But they do a thing where you just stand in a box and, like, let you start to fall asleep and rattle lights and shit and just pop back up. And they'll do that to you for, like, if they did that to me for 48 hours, I'd be hallucinating. So then after you're in, like, a hallucinatory sleep deprived.
Give us all the details.
And that was kind of, like, the pushback against torture where it's, like, I mean, they're going to talk about stuff.
Yeah, you're gonna get an answer.
A lot of it might be bullshit.
Wait, so this dude, did he like write a book that it was just like, yeah, they tried to torture me and none of it worked?
No, he's locked up, bro.
Oh.
He's on the fucking forever. He's on a Guantanamo program, bro.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, these boys get out. Those boys get out of Gitmo.
Yeah, who did he tell?
They get out.
I don't know if this dude. I think this dude got like a sentence of like 9,000 years in prison.
Baghdadi was in jail. We had Baghdadi.
Baghdadi apparently was arrested like 16 times.
Yeah. So that guy in fucking England was arrested.
True.
That guy that just stabbed people on that bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was like arrested for murder. He was like out on leave.
Before? Dude, crazy
fucking
shit.
European law.
Yeah. What did they do?
I forget. I don't know the details enough, but I'm pretty sure this dude that like claimed an ISIS attack, or I don't know if it was ISIS, but he was like in prison for like attempted murder or murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were like, all right, here's like a 2-day pass. Just go out and chill. He went and got a knife and stabbed two people.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Dude, crazy shit's going on in England. Like, did you see it? Like, there was a dude who just, like, well, there was like an ISIS guy who just went up and, like, cut the head off of some soldier. He was like, the soldier was, like,
in
on
England?
Campus. Yeah. Just to like, cut his
he
head off.
He snuck cut his head off?
Yeah. Did you see that video?
Billy Mays here.
That's what I'm saying, dude. He, like, came up from behind and was like, gotcha.
Yeah.
You think those terrorists watch those infomercials for, like, good knives and are like, whoo.
Cutco. I heard Cutco knives is
strong.
It's only
$20 right now. We can get two of them.
For 5 easy payments?
Yeah, dude. We're not going to make the last couple.
Did you see that video of, it's just like a dude, it's like a CCTV, like, thing. It's a dude sprinting down the street, and then there's 3 guys chasing after him with machetes. And they're chasing after him, and then a car comes up behind all 3 of them and takes one of the dudes out.
What?
Like, fucks one of the dudes up till he's just like, he's just a broken mess on the street. And the other guys, like, drop their machetes. they're trying to load him into, like, a different car, and they just can't get the guy up and in the car. So then they just drive off and leave him.
Do you think ISIS makes, like, Black Hawk Down videos, movies?
They do.
Like, Saving Private.
No, they do.
Do they really?
Their propaganda is like that.
What?
Yeah, it's wild. It's like, well, it's...
It used to be. I think it's gotten...
Yeah,
I think they're taken out.
I think they're starting to... They suck.
Yeah.
ISIS.
Who's producing? How can I see... I would like to see, like, an ISIS Saving Private Ryan.
They have good videos.
They had really high-level production for a while, and then I think we, like, took out their best Photoshop guy.
We keep killing their social media.
Yeah. Is that what we're over there doing, like, blowing up their film sets?
Yes. Yeah. They, I watched... There's an Indian one on Amazon right now you can watch.
Pretty good?
No. But it's like a modern military thing for Indian troops, which is funny. It's funny for countries to make those that don't have wars going on. You know?
What do they get stoked on?
They get stoked on killing Pakistan.
Oh,
they
right,
thinking
right.
About that. They get fired up, dude.
Damn.
Cricket and killing Pakistan.
India hates Pakistan, don't they?
Yeah, they get loose.
What's
well,
the
Pakistan
movie?
Hates them.
What's the movie also. About, though? Yeah, like, exactly. What war? Because there's, like, World War II movies, World War I.
I don't know. They're trying to rip off, like, fucking like Lone Survivor type shit. It's just Indian dudes.
It's just, I would love to see, like, they do like the slow down warrior music. It's like, ah. It's just a dude just like throwing a rock really hard across a metal fence.
Oh, 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 fuck.
Dude gets hit really hard with a stick and he's like, leave me, I'm down. Because all the, like, at the end, they're in, like, the recovery camp with bruises and shit, just kind of sitting there like, oh, I got a contusion.
Dude, this is what I've been dying to talk about. I saw...